Hey Aliupa, Joachim here, and with me in the studio I've got my brother
Ludwig.
And welcome to our very first episode of Say It in Swedish.
Well, I have candy here.
Candy!
Candy, translating that into Swedish, it's godis. Which, kind of is like goody?
Something small and good.
Raspberry.
This series is going to help those who are already learning Swedish in some way and to help you to get a deeper understanding of foreign grammar, culture and syntax. And in addition, we are trying to structure this course so that people with no knowledge of the Nordic language of Sweden can still become proficient at a beginner level without having to go to a language school.
Everyone is welcome to tune in and learn something new.
Yeah, please tune in.
Your college may not have Swedish in their curriculum, or you have no budget for going to a language school.
With us, you can learn at your own pace and whenever you want. Just download the episodes to your iPod, computer or media player of your choice to hear them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Whenever you want.
On the way to school, college or work or... just at home, on your couch,
yes,
eating godis.
Candy.
So, please, sit down, relax, and enjoy our show.
Although this is our first lesson, we are not going to hold back. Let's jump right into our first example. We hope that you are ready. Let's go.
Det här är Anders. Han är 24 år gammal. Han är student. Han bor i Stockholm och studerar på Stockholms universitet. Och nu med översättning. Let's listen to the translation. Det här är Anders.
This is Anders.
Han är 24 år gammal.
He is 24 years old.
Han är student.
He's a student.
Han bor i Stockholm och studerar på Stockholms universitet.
He lives in Stockholm and studies at Stockholm University.
So let's talk a little about how you construct these sentences. Fortunately for you, as with Norwegian, German, Dutch, Danish and English, Swedish is a Germanic language with a similar structure. This means that sentences like he is 24 years old or he is a student can be translated word by word without them sounding entirely off. If you want to introduce yourself in Swedish, you can do that in the same manner as in today's text. I, in Swedish, is Ludvig.
Jag.
Just let the word for he in the text change places with the word for I. It would sound something like this. Hej, jag heter Joakim. Jag är 22 år gammal. Jag är student. Jag bor i Stockholm. The translation would be, hi, my name is Joakim. I am 22 years old. I am a student. I live in Stockholm. And I think you could do that too, Ludvig.
Yes.
Please.
I'll introduce myself. Hej, jag heter Ludvig. Jag är 20 år gammal. Jag är student och jag bor i Stockholm. Hi, my name is Ludvig. I am 20 years old. I am a student and I live in Stockholm.
So, if anyone out there listening to us isn't a student, just change that word with any occupation you might have. You can construct real simple sentences with just three words. Jag är, which means I am, and then something that you are. No matter if you're a lawyer, teacher, tired, hungry, or a New Yorker.
Sometimes letters disappear when spoken. This appears to happen often with letters at the end of words. This doesn't mean, however, that it's weird to pronounce them.
Yeah, it just means that you should be aware if this happens and not become confused. A simple example is the Swedish equivalent to the English I, spelled J-A-G, and pronounced jag. But mostly you pronounce that word like ja. So the G gets dropped.
Yeah, it's silent.
So mostly you would You wouldn't hear that jag är student, which means, you know it now?
I am a student.
Yeah. You'd mostly hear jag är student. There you hear that the G gets dropped and är, which means is or am or are, kind of sounds like just an E. E.
E.
E.
Jag är student.
So, I hope that makes it clear. Our very first lesson has come to an end. We don't have much more to say at this point. And we hope that you study and learn these words and these sentences, and that you can speak them fluently when our next lessons come.
Yeah, see you then.
See you then. Vi ses nästa gång.
Remember to stop by sayitinswedish.com for additional interactive material for this lesson, videos and more awesome resources for learning Swedish, and become a part of the Say It in Swedish community.